Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. We've had a very interesting show talking about Glee and Modern Family and sexuality as how it's portrayed in Hollywood. But my current guest is Rick Clifford, who is sharing the story of his son Kyle and their need of a kidney. Rick, would you please express again what our listeners can do? Because as it turns out, for those of you just joining us now, Rick donated his own kidney to his then 9-year-old son Kyle. And it lasted for nearly 20 years, which evidently is a good life for a donated kidney. But now his son is back in dialysis and in need of another one. So what can people do?
Well, like I mentioned before, it's the National Kidney Foundation is the prime site to find information. But one thing I forgot to mention earlier in our discussion was back 20 years ago, he had to be a family member to donate. Now there's much broader scope of possibilities to help somebody in end-stage renal failure. There is paired exchange, where two families can come together and exchange kidneys because one's compatible with one and the other with the other. There's plasmapheresis, which allows the if the blood type of the donor is not exactly compatible with the blood type of the recipient, they can do this plasmapheresis process to help in the recipient accepting that kidney. And there is also, for example, one thing that was encouraged me is Facebook has now a donor component to it. I don't understand it, but a donor component to it. And the main thing is if you're aware of somebody that needs a kidney in your circle, step up. There is just no result of giving a kidney.
Negative result, you mean?
Negative result. You go with the, and it's an extraordinary life experience because not only do you save some person, but you find out things about yourself. And you are held by your peers at a higher level. I mean, when people find out I'm a kidney donor, they just go, wow. And they suddenly I'm a better person to them than I was before they knew that. And
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I talk often about repairing the world, and the way you can do that is one person at a time. And I think there's no better opportunity to do this. Sometimes we look at the problems in the world as so big and so large, there's nothing we can do. Well, there is always something you could do. And if you save one person's life, in my religion, that's considered like saving the world. So, Rick, if anyone wants to contact you directly, how should they do that?
Well, I just have my email. It's rickbc@rocketmail.com.
One more time, please.
rickbc@rocketmail.com. And
you have a Facebook page, too?
Yeah, Facebook page, too. My Facebook page is all about kidney donation and lots of links there so you can understand it.
What's the name of the page?
I don't know. Do I have an... I'm new at that, so...
Okay.
Maybe you can help me out there, Bruce.
Get that information. Get a hold of me, and I'll get it to you if you want at bruce@bruceallen.com. Well, Rick, thank you for being my in-studio guest.
Well, thank you. Really thank you very much.
And best of luck with you and Kyle. Well, today we spoke about this very serious topic and about Hollywood and its portrayal of sexuality. Next week, we'll be talking about a family downsized, and it's not what you think. I hope you will like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and visit my website, bruceallen.com. If you go to the homepage at bruceallen.com, you can receive my weekly newsletter where it says Stay in the Loop, right in the middle, right there. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad and Dad Chat. And tonight on Dad Chat, for those listening live, we have the former Apple evangelist Guy Kawasaki, who is a social media guru, as our guest. It is quite an honor. We also have a new I'm Not That Dad vlog, which is called Anna from Barcelona. And you will meet the absolutely adorable 17-year-old Anna as I interview her. If you are interested in sponsoring our show, you may reach me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Sponsor slots are open. Our demographic is probably your demographic. Am I out of time, Richard? I am just about out of time, so I should thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who is my engineer and producer, and he's the one who gives me the finger all the time. This time it was a finger of 1 minute left. I want to also thank my cheerleader in chief at my home station of KZSB AM 1290, Les Carroll, who is the station manager and has become a very good friend. Thank you, Les, and to everyone else here at KZSB AM 1290. Again, thank you for joining my show, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.